Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry. And today we'll focus on what's ahead in the world of state politics for 2015. Well, Jack, Lansing will have a new legislature in the new year. How will this change the political makeup of the state capitol?
Well, of course, nobody knows for sure, but it's a legislature that was already quite Republican. It'll be even more overwhelmingly Republican. Republicans gained 5 seats in the House. In the Senate, they gained 1. They have a massive 27-11 advantage. But beyond that, there's a feeling that the Republicans, both in charge and newly elected, are considerably more right-wing, especially on social issues, than the old legislature was. We have a new Speaker of the House. We have a new leader of the Senate. And people will be waiting to see how they get along with Governor Snyder.
And how do you think that'll affect politics and possible bills moving through in the new year?
Well, the big question is some of these social issue sorts of bills. We have Gary Glenn, who is the state's maybe preeminent sort of hardline anti-abortion activist. We have Todd Corser and a couple colleagues of his who are big Tea Party people. Now, there are a number of bills that ended up not getting passed in the lame duck session, most notably this Religious Freedom Act, which some say would empower people to discriminate against people of different genders or different preferences who they just happened not to like on bogus religious reasons. There's a bill, again, that the governor vetoed because he said it was incomplete. There was a package of bills that were designed to not qualify air rifles, BB guns as firearms so that juveniles could have them without supervision. And so the governor, who has never been very interested in social legislation, it'll be interesting to see whether he ends up butting heads or making compromise with a sort of newly activist legislature.
So what do you think lawmakers will focus on in the new year?
Well, we don't know, and if they asked me for a word of advice, which they certainly wouldn't do, I would point to the Hippocratic Oath in medicine, which says, it begins by saying, first, do no harm. A lot of these folks are new. It sort of takes some time to learn sort of how Lansing works. It's also sort of interesting that these folks, while they're Republicans, as is Governor Snyder, sort of owe him nothing. He is now officially a lame duck. And the House has to run again in 2 years. The senators don't have to run again till 2018 when he won't be on the ballot. So it'll be interesting to see whether the governor can forge a working majority with his own Republicans. Democrats, of course, are largely irrelevant, except in cases where they can combine with a faction of Republicans to get something passed. But we'll have to hold on to our seatbelts and see what this year throws up.
So considering that Governor Rick Snyder is now a lame duck, do you think that he'll do any big moves next year?
Well, governors still have power, and of course the roads eventually got shunted off into a referendum on the sales tax in May, and you can bet the governor will be out campaigning for that. I think that'll be the focus of a lot of his attention, but there are other problems. Certainly, he may want to do things more for businesses. He may want to go back and look at the whole issue of school funding, which many people think is unsatisfactory. So we don't really know. The governor, in running for re-election, didn't really articulate an agenda for a second term. He talked a lot about his first term, and it'll be interesting to see what his priorities and what his capabilities are.
All right, Jack. Well, we will follow things in the new year. Thanks so much for your insights.
Happy New Year to you.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.